Good morning and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am your host today, Crystal Disty, and I have the pleasure today of talking with Corliss Russell, who is a Canadian inspirational speaker, Dare to Lead trainer, certified success principles coach, the founder and CEO of Corliss Co. Consulting, podcast leader, speaker, and she is also the founder and visionary of a new amazing opportunity coming to our province, the Lead Conference Canada. And it's going to be taking place November 3rd and 4th in Saskatoon at TCU Place Theatre. So again, thank you so much, Corliss, for joining us today. And yeah, just thank you for being willing to talk about and for the opportunity to share why this is going to be such a unique experience available to our listeners.
Aw, what a great introduction. Thanks so much, Crystal. And hello to everybody. You know, I'm also, after I listen to an intro like that, I'm always like, oh my gosh, am I all those things? But I'm also just a normal person. Just like the rest of you. I'm born and raised in Saskatchewan, and I still live here today. And I'm so excited to bring Lead Conference Canada, like the experience that people are going to have to make it really affordable and accessible. Because here's the thing. Usually to experience something like this, you have to travel abroad. So you have to pay U.S. dollars. Mm-hmm. You have to take extended time away from family, away from work. So the whole idea here was to bring the world-class speakers to you to make it, you know, possible for you to attend, to kind of have that experience. So we're pretty excited about it, and I'm grateful that I get the opportunity to lead it.
Yeah. And so, again, bringing world-class speakers, like you said, so your four headlining speakers, your keynote speakers are Arlene Dickinson, who's a three-time best-selling author and accomplished speaker, and then Dr. Murray Howe, son of Gordie Howe, of course, a famous Canadian family, and Christina Kuzmic, who honestly, she got me through my first several years of parenting, because sometimes a laugh and someone who understands you is all you need to just keep going. And Jack Canfield, international best-selling author and globally acclaimed keynote speaker and personal success coach. So again, these are just the keynote speakers. Plus, we also have some local speakers that will be there as well. So what can you tell me more about the speakers and some of the layout of the conference?
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you for highlighting those speakers. So we have this kind of perfect mix between world-class professional speakers and real-life people, like that are just like you and me, that are kind of living and leading and learning and growing as they come along the way. And the whole idea here is for us to learn from the professional speakers, take those applications and apply them to our lives. So it's almost like a how-to and, you know, practical training and tools that we can use to enhance our own lives. Mm-hmm. But then somehow we also need the inspiration of someone who is just like us. And when they share their stories about how they use those tools, how they use that training, they apply it to their lives and it becomes better for it. Now we have an opportunity to grow and learn through the experiences of others, because somehow if they can do it, we can do it too, right? So that's kind of the whole flow of the conference. The other thing is it's very different. I don't want anybody to get the idea that this is going to be like a sit back and take it in seminar. There will be portions of that. But this is like a high energy, immersive experience. So you'll have a chance to interact with other people, connect with other people, listen to stories that actually might even make your heart just kind of fill up. You might release some tears because some of these things are really touching and meaningful. But then you're also going to leave feeling really energized because you'll have the actual things that you can take, you know, in your hand and say, okay, I'm going to make this change, this shift, and apply this to my life, and that's how it's going to become better. There's something about being in a room filled with inspirational people who are positive and like-minded and want to be their best. You can't help but be affected, and you are going to be affected. It's going to be this. Imagine at 8:30 in the morning, so I just want you to get an image in your mind here, of the music booming and all the people around you smiling and everybody greeting you. And then we have these people come out and share these stories that touch your heart. And then we have a professional speaker that comes out and says, use this, this will help you. And we all have that kind of connected energy. It's going to be life-changing and totally transformational. And for each person, that'll look a little different. But I promise you, it's going to be worth it. Every minute and every dollar you spend.
Yeah, and I love how, like, you emphasize the importance of stories and stories from people that we can relate to. Because it really is, like, when you hear someone else's story and you can connect with that, it gives you that hope of, okay, you know, if, like you said, if this person can do it, then so can I. And this is where this person started. And just because they're at this stage now, they didn't get there by some magic or anything. I mean, it was work, it was skill, and it's totally achievable.
So true. You know, a lot of times we're living to the life that we believe we deserve. Like our identity of what we really connect ourselves to, and we're like, okay, you know, this is what who I am, this is what I deserve. And when we go into a personal growth experience and we really commit ourselves to developing, we can actually shift how we see ourselves and therefore shift the level of the life that we're going to be living. Because when we change ourselves, we're going to change what happens externally. So It's like you focus on the inner work and it actually reflects into the outer world. So that's what this whole thing is about. And like I say, it's going to be different for each person. Because even though we can see ourselves in the stories of other people, each person has different backgrounds, different identities, different stories, different circumstances. But yet somehow underneath it all, we're really all the same, aren't we? We go through a lot of similar challenges. We go through a lot of different things that we have to learn to overcome. And somehow, if you put yourself in a space of people who are doing the same as you, you can't help but be affected in a really positive way. And it makes me sad because I know there's so many people in the world that just don't know what they don't know. And if they did know, if they knew, if they came and they exposed themselves to something different, they could have something different. And that was the whole idea. When I, you know, got this vision of what I wanted to look like, it was because of my own personal experience with this. I'd gone to events. I'd gone to things all over North America. I'd experienced them actually all into the States. And through those experiences, I was changing. My life was changing. It was becoming so much better. And all I could think was, I wish more people could experience this. So then I thought to myself, well, maybe I should create it. If it doesn't exist in Canada, maybe I should create it. So I did come home and I did the research. I hired a marketing research strategist, and they searched, because just because I couldn't find it didn't mean it wasn't here, but they searched too, and it didn't exist here. So then I thought, you know, I really am going to just put my focus on this, create this experience for people. It was like a heart-centered, purpose-driven project right from the start. And then more people will know, and more people will have the positive impact that I've had. So that's what Lead Conference is all about, and I really do hope that you come, because you won't know until you try it out. You won't really understand it until you see what we do here and the changes people have, and I hope that you're one of them.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing that I want to point out is, you know, you see Lead Conference and leadership speakers, but, you know, this isn't something that's just based and focused only on your success in business or, you know, entrepreneurship or whatever it is that you're doing, you know, vocationally. But your intro and kind of like your purpose statement here says that Lead Conference Canada focuses on personal growth and development, empowering attendees to lead themselves and others, making positive impacts in their homes, careers, and communities. This isn't just about business and learning how to make money and learning how to make people listen to us, right? This is, like you said, this is about deep personal change. And then from that change that is personal and deep and authentic, then these other things can flow forth out into the other areas of your life as well.
Oh, did you ever nail that? Well done, Crystal. So I'm really glad that you brought that up, because from my perspective, and maybe you share the perspective and maybe the listening audience does as well, from my perspective, we're all leading. Because leadership in this day and age is really about influence. That's all it's about.
Yeah.
And if you think back to when you were a child, who was the first person that influenced you? It was your parents. And everywhere you are, whether it be on social media or in your workplace, everywhere you are, there you are as a human being. So if you go there in your home, in your career, in your community, everywhere you go, and you are able to show up as the best version of yourself, you are going to be positively leading other people because you're positively influencing other people. So this is why we begin with the person, the human being, that goes to all of those different places. because when you're feeling good, it's going to reflect into every area, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of going right to the foundation of where it all begins, where true leadership begins is right here with you. It begins within.
Yeah, and I mean, it's very difficult to lead a person somewhere you haven't walked yourself. And so I even, you know, if you are looking at positions of quote-unquote leadership that we tend to think of, I mean, we have to walk through these things personally in order to be authentic and helpful and truly engaged leaders of those around us.
Couldn't say it any better myself.
So you've talked about how there's nothing like this in Canada, and you've had to travel and other people have had to travel into the States and beyond in order to find some of what you're offering here. So what is it that makes the LEAD Conference Canada? What is it that makes it unique? And what is it that you are bringing that you weren't finding on your own originally?
Well, you know what? That's a really big question because there was different points of my life where I was kind of having to reinvent myself. And I think the listeners are going to have that same thought. It's like, you know, when you're, you know, first getting married or, you know, first starting out as a young adult or kind of creating your life, you have a vision of what you kind of want that to look like, whether you really realize it or not, you kind of have a picture in your mind, right? And then sometimes what happens is, that picture, you might achieve it, but then it's like, now what? Or something happens that shakes it all up, you know, where you have a divorce or a financial setback or you lose something or you have a health crisis. And something kind of wakes us up to go, wait a second, you know, I'm human and my life is not, it's fragile. And I have to, like, make some new decisions. And a lot of people, what will happen is they end up going, okay, the single as I wanted to go, now what? Or what am I supposed to do now? Or there's something else. There's something else. And I don't know what that else is. So this is where, you know, people usually start asking themselves the question of, I got to figure this out. And that's where they start seeking resources like books or, you know, referencing other people's stories or watching documentaries or going to personal growth conferences. And I was that person. I went through different things that had kind of shaken my world. And I really didn't know what to do next. I just felt stuck. I just knew there was something. I just didn't know what it was. And believe it or not, it's not that I wasn't grateful for the wonderful life that I'd had to that point, but I just felt like there was something more. I just didn't know what it was. So that meant go back to the drawing board, go back and figure it out. And it had to start with me. And when I looked at my children, for me, it was a pivotal moment because I find myself in my mid-40s and I'm getting divorced. My career isn't as fulfilling anymore. My kids are growing up and getting independent. And all my titles, all my roles, all my purpose for my life to that point had kind of been questioned at that point because it was like, you know, who am I really? Like, what is this really next about? There's got to be something more. So that's where a lot of people end up seeking this kind of thing. But here's what I'd like to encourage the person who isn't stuck. You have something more inside of you no matter what. You really do. And what if you were to arm yourself with the tools and the community and the support and the inspiration ahead of time to keep reinventing yourself and reigniting that passion and living to your potential? Because what I know for sure is that none of us know that when our time is up, and none of us want to have any regrets. So we have to live as if this is it, like today is it. And what do I need to do to fulfill who I really can be? Who do I really want to be? And what do I want this to really look like? And we have to be constantly asking those questions. You referenced Arlene Dickinson as one of our speakers. Why I'm so excited about Arlene is not just because she's famous on Dragon's Den and all that good stuff. Arlene is coming to tell her personal and professional story of reinvention. This is almost like going to be Arlene Dickinson like you've never seen her before.
So exciting
because she had to reinvent herself several times. You know, as a young single mother, she had to reinvent herself when after a flood. She had to reinvent herself both personally, professionally, many times, and even now as she gets older, it's like we have to grab a hold of that wisdom and use it to better ourselves. It's such an opportunity. It really is. And it's just so darn exciting.
Yeah. And, you know, like you said, you know, there are different times in our lives where we kind of reach either this point of, okay, you know, this goal that I had for myself, I've reached it. So, yeah, now what? That's the very nature of a goal. Once it's attained, then there's like this terminus point to some extent, even if it's something that you continue on with. But then there's also times where we just get derailed. And so we have this plan and then that plan is blocked through circumstances or whatever. And we have the choice of, okay, do we try and batter down those obstacles? Do we try and find a workaround? Or do we just change paths? And these are things like, it's not that there's necessarily a right or wrong answer in and of itself, but it's important to find what your answer is going to be for your path.
Exactly. And that's what LEAD Conference is. Mm. It's almost like you can come and you can take what applies to you and disregard what you don't, and or maybe just put it in your back pocket. I reference this in my book, but there's this time that I went, I was in my early 20s, so it was many, many, many years ago. And the speaker had said, we are each so powerful that if we were to throw a coin in the ocean over here, a tidal wave would hit across the world. Mm. And I was like, huh? Truthfully, I was like, okay, that's profound, but I don't really understand. I don't think so. I don't think I'm that powerful. Mm. And I don't think I have that potential. I was just kind of humor. It was almost like humor him with his idea, but it stuck with me. So I talk about putting it in my back pocket. It's just like it's there whenever I needed, I guess. I just had that little piece of wisdom. Mm-hmm. And it was like 20 years later, after the fact, that I still remember that when I threw a coin in the ocean, and this is, of course, not literally, but figuratively, I threw a coin in the ocean and a tidal wave hit across the world when a woman from Scotland called to thank me for changing her life. Mm. And I didn't even know I did. Here's right. The cool thing. And it's like, that's what he meant. So every time you come to something like this, you're going to pull away whatever you need, and then you're going to have those little tools in your toolkit or those little pieces in your back pocket that someday the pieces will come together just like a puzzle, mm-hmm. and it'll all make sense. And you have to get yourself in a place where you pick up the pieces. So yeah. Come and get the pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like you said, you know, there are times where maybe you're not ready for this piece or you're not sure how it fits with you. And it's really tempting to say, you know, okay, well, I tried that and it didn't work. Well, maybe you tried it and it just wasn't the right time. And that's something that I think is really common in our society of the, I did that once, it didn't work.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I often say to people, if you were to take your vitamins, like no one takes a vitamin one day, you know, you take your one a day vitamin and expect that you're going to be healthy, right? Mm-hmm. You don't. You take them consistently because over time, you know, that works, right? It keeps you healthy. Same thing. You don't do one push-up or go to the gym one time and expect that you're going to be in great physical health, right?
Yeah.
Of course not. I mean, we all wish it, but that's not the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people try personal growth. They'll try something. They'll read a book or they'll, you know, do something, which really, kudos to those who have even tried it, like having an open mind to even give it a shot. That's awesome. But then they're like, oh, well, it didn't work. But here's the thing. We all have patterns. We all revert back. We have conditioning. We have things that need to be shifted, and it doesn't happen overnight. You have to keep putting yourself in that space, in the mindset space, in the physical space, in the space to keep looking and learning and evolving and growing. So just like a vitamin or going to the gym, you just have to keep putting in the effort. You have to keep showing up.
Mm-hmm. So again, as we're wrapping up our conversation here today, what if for our listener who's like, okay, this is intriguing, but I'm not sure, what is it that you want to tell that person that's maybe on the fence or isn't sure if this is for them? Who is this for, and what do you want to say to them?
This is for the person who wants to live and lead their best life. So if that's you, come. Mm. And I promise you, because you don't know what you don't know, you're just intrigued. That curiosity is there for a reason.
Mm.
You're curious because you're looking for something. So listen to that little tiny intuition that's saying do it. It's not expensive, you guys. I really want to reinforce that. It is not. Mm-hmm. Because if you look, maybe it's more expensive than you've ever spent because you're used to only buying a book or something.
Right.
But this is a two-day immersive experience with 12 speakers, with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who are going to inspire you, even with what goes on in the audience and what happens on the lunch breaks. You really can't put a price on this. It really is priceless. Mm. But just in comparison, I recommend that you actually look at what an event will cost you to go to in the States, mm-hmm. because that's where they're held. Mm-hmm. I want you to go and have a look. We have priced this to be affordable for almost any budget. And you won't know how valuable it is until you come and experience. So be curious. I'm glad you are. Listen to that little inner knowing and then just jump and then see from there. I mean, if you'll pay, you know, hundreds of dollars to go to a Taylor Swift or even thousands. Not that Taylor Swift isn't awesome. I'm a fan too. But if you'll pay to go to something like that, do this for yourself. This is going to give you so much more than just entertainment. This is going to give you so much value that will positively impact you and your family and those you care most about. So that's what I want to say to you. Just do it. You won't know until you try it.
Mm. Excellent. Well, again, we have been talking with Corliss Russell, and she is the founder and visionary behind Lead Conferences Canada, which is coming to Saskatoon at the TCU Place Theater November 3rd and 4th. How can people get registered? Where can they find the information to get signed up and get committed and take this next step in their life?
Oh, please do. So you go to either TCU Place. If you just Google TCU Place Lead Conference, so LEAD, it will come up and you can get tickets there. Or you can head to my direct link on my website, which is Corliss, corliss.ca/lead2023.
Excellent. Well, again, Corliss, thank you so much for joining us today. And for our listeners, thank you for joining us as well. Thanks again for joining us. And as always, stay safe.